Longtime U.S. House incumbent Republican Don Young and Democratic challenger Sharon Cisna took part in a forum in Fairbanks last week. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the candidates shared differing views on issues ranging from resource development to health care.
Don Young got forum attendees' attention early by suggesting the state look into buying Eielson Air Force Base. Young said he expects continued pressure to downsize the military, and Alaska needs to have a plan if Eielson is closed.
You may think this is a crazy idea. If they were to do so, I think the state ought to look at purchasing that base, the finest Air Force base in the North, and use it as a training site for other countries and America. Actually, I think we could make money out of it. So beware because we're far away, but have a plan that possibly could work. Let's look at it.
Young said Alaska's remote location and small congressional delegation mean it's likely to be targeted for cuts. Young's Democratic opponent in the U.S. House race, State Representative Sharon Cisna of Anchorage, is a breast cancer survivor who's taken issue with airport body pat-downs by the Transportation Security Administration. Cisna refused to submit to the security measure at the Seattle airport last year and has boycotted flights. Cisna said she's running to fight erosion of rights through agencies like the TSA.
It's multi-billion dollars a year to run that program. That is one of numbers of things that are happening in our country that are saying our Constitution is not being upheld. And when our Constitution is upheld, what we do is we actually open up the doors and the trust of the people and the self-respect of people, because we start treating them as if they're important. We've got to do that. We're not doing it.
Cisna said she is willing to work with the federal government on the issue of health care, saying the Affordable Care Act can work with some changes and help Alaska.
We lead the nation in numerous health indicators that show us in real trouble. We need to be leaders in coming through with reform.
Don Young sees no hope for the Health Care Act and said he supports its repeal.
Probably the worst piece of legislation I've ever experienced, 2,400 pages long, and no one knows what's in it. Still don't know. They passed 4,200 regulatory laws, and we haven't seen it yet.
Young and Cisna also differed on how development of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska should proceed. Cisna said a federal proposal that would open a portion of NPRA is a wise development model.
Stair-stepping them in terms of development is a good plan. Doing it piece by piece means that we have fuel for generations to develop and make sure that we're looking at all of our resources and make sure that we're developing them in a long-term plan.
Young said the federal NPRA proposal is off target.
Why didn't they consult with the oil companies? Why didn't they say, okay, how many acres do you need and where do you want it? Instead of going the other way around. What they did, they picked the best acres that have oil and put them off limits.
Young and Cisna were more in line on several other issues, including reform of the No Child Left Behind Act and their support for expanded transportation infrastructure. Young and Cisna face off in the November 6th general election. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.